And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Enjoy an evening listening to one of the leading organists of his generation at the Texas A&M International University Organ Recital Series, Sunday, November 1st at 4 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. Featured organist, Clive Driscoll-Smith, sub-organist at Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford University, will perform music by Handel, Franck, Bach, and others. Born in 1978, Driscoll-Smith is considered one of the leading organists of his generation. He has been praised for his blazing technique by the Evening Standard, and the Organo Pleno Melbourne describe his performances as truly breathtaking. For more information, contact the College of Arts and Sciences, Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-2654. And a reminder, Daylight Saving Time ends Sunday, November 1st at 2 a.m. Also make plans to attend the TAMU 4th Annual Band Extravaganza, Monday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. The TAMU Dust Devil Band and the TAMU Brass Choir will perform selections ranging from school marching band songs to 1960s popular ballads to classical pieces by Aaron Copland. The program also includes the world premiere of Ovation, written by TAMU's Dr. David Manuel Garcia, Director of Bands. Guest performers, the Vidal M. Treviño School for Fine Arts Ovation Brass and the TAMU Ensembles, will perform three selections, including Ovation, which was written for the Laredo Ensembles. The Ovation Brass is under the direction of John Raymond. For more information, contact Garcia at 956-326-2640 or email david.garcia@tamu.edu. International cuisines, lively entertainment, and cultural exhibitions will take center stage at TAMU as the university celebrates International Day Wednesday, November 4th. The annual event, free and open to the public, will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Student Center Rotunda and Ballroom. Also showing at the event will be the film Munyar Nganbo by director Lee Isaac Chung. The film, winner of numerous film festivals including the London Film Festival and the Toronto International Film Festival, features a youth in Rwanda who embarks on a journey to seek justice for his parents who were killed in the Rwandan genocide. The film will be shown at 1, 3, 5, and 7 p.m. in the Student Center Theater. For more information, please call the International Language Institute at 956-326-2136 or email ili@tamu.edu. Hear the popular songs of the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s all over again at the American Pop Music Concert, Wednesday, November 4th at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. Admission is free and open to the public. This concert ties in with the history of popular music classes offered at TAMU. It's also an opportunity for students, faculty, staff, and the community to go back in time and listen to the music of the good old days during social changes in American history, explained Jerry Quintero, visiting instructor of music. The program consists of songs from the swing era, soul music, folk music, doo-wop, Latin music influence, 1970s, and country. Performers include Rick Cortez, Vidal M. Treviño School of Communications on guitar, Joe Guerra Jr., TAMU Adjunct Instructor of Music Percussion on drums, Norma Elisa Quintero, TAMU Adjunct Instructor of Music on vocals, Gino Zavala on vocals, Richard Noriega on vocals, Jerry Quintero on piano, Dr. Kevin Lindberg, TAMU Associate Professor of English on bass, and Robert Lopez, TAMU Adjunct Instructor of Music on trumpet. For more information, contact Quintero at 956-326-3077 or email jerry.quintero@tamu.edu. Experience the beautiful Earth as you have never seen or heard it with Bella Gaia, a poetic vision of Earth from space, the highlight of the upcoming TAMU Lamar Bruni Vergara Planetarium Green Dependence Day, Saturday, November 7th. This event is free and open to the public. Seating is limited. Created by award-winning director and classically trained violinist Kenji Williams, the show features a 45-minute live performance by Williams with a full dome planetarium immersion of orbiting visualizations of Earth from space. Williams will perform along to Bella Gaia at 5:30, 7, and 8 p.m. For more information, contact Gerardo Perez, LBV Planetarium Director, at 956-326-2606 or go online at tamu.edu/planetarium. a special screening of the South by Southwest Special Jury Award-winning film, The Way We Get By, will be offered at TAMU's Student Center Theater, Room 236, on Monday, November 9th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Admission is free of charge, and all attending will be able to participate in a special fundraiser for the Operation Homefront Project, championed by the TAMU Dust Devil Athletics Program. After the film, a discussion about the importance of community service will follow. The Way We Get By is a profoundly moving film about life and how we live it. It seems a simple story about troop greeters, a group of senior citizens who gather daily at a small airport to thank American soldiers departing and returning from Iraq, but soon becomes an unsettling accounting of aging, loneliness, war, and mortality. Critics across the nation have praised the film. For more information, please contact TAMU Athletics Associate Director Dan Lathy at 956-326-2892 or email dlathy@tamu.edu. To have an event reminder for any of these events sent by email or text or downloaded to your calendar, visit the university's online calendar at TAMU, located at tamu.edu/calendar. Information is also available at TXAMIU on Facebook and Twitter.
You've been listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.